What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, the Hot Commodity Aunt C. I'm joined by my Hot Commodity Aunt, who's with me today as we cover WWE Monday Night Raw live from Lexington, Kentucky on February 11, 2024. And we start out this edition of Raw with a special six-man tag match as Imperium take on Jey Uso in the New Day. And this is a decent match, a lot of back and forth action. The end comes when they nail, they being New Day and Jey, nail a one day to Giovanni Vinci, and then Jey nails a flying splash to Vinci to get the win for his team. We later find out we're going to see Jey Uso versus Gunther on the next episode of Raw for the Intercontinental title. But what do you think of Gunther? I'm sorry, Jey Uso competing against Gunther for the Intercontinental title. Do you think he stands a chance?
Honestly, probably not. I think Gunther deserves to go to WrestleMania as champion.
They do.
He's not my favorite champion, and I'm not crazy about him, but at this point, he's great though, and he deserves to go to WrestleMania as Intercontinental champion.
But do you think Jey deserves this title shot? Do you think he's been doing good as a singles wrestler, or do you think he needs to do more?
He needs to do more, but I think he's definitely stepped up. He's not the most exciting person on his own, but I think he's trying and he's getting there. I think he deserves the title shot.
Well, we'll see that happen on Raw.
I think it should have happened at Elimination Chamber, to be honest, but
I agree. So far, there's only four matches for the Chamber, and they're going to be in Australia.
yeah.
We get our, speaking of the Chamber, our next Elimination Chamber qualifying match. We see Bobby Lashley defeat Big Bronson Reed after he drops, he being Bobby, drops Bronson off the top rope and nails a spear. I'm surprised that Bronson didn't get the win since they're going to be in Australia, his hometown. But all in all, Bobby is the almighty, so he's going to be a powerhouse in the chamber. What did you think?
It's a little boring. I think that Bobby Lashley's had like 2 months, probably maybe even more with the Street Profits, and just they're not doing anything. It's like every 2 or 3 weeks they, come out and act like they're gonna be this huge dominant force, and then it just kind of falls apart. And I like Bobby Lashley. And I like the Street Profits, but it's just not going well for them. I just,
Well,
I'm
and they're
not feeling
involved
it.
in a different storyline too with the Final Testament, so I'm surprised that they would
I do think.
not do anything with that at the Chamber and book Bobby in the match, but
Yeah, and we've only got one Raw and one SmackDown till the Chamber. So, and where Bronson is from there, maybe we'll see tonight, maybe we'll see a match being made with him. Who knows?
yeah. We'll see, but I was surprised Bronson didn't get the win. But Bobby Lashley moves on to the Chamber match. We see Sami Zayn talking to Jackie Redmond in the empty arena before the show. Sami says he's a little embarrassed that he lost last week, but he has an unwavering belief in himself. That's when Shinsuke Nakamura appears on the Titantron, and he wants to see the real Sami Zayn tonight in their match. So we're going to see those two compete. Then Cody Rhodes comes out. Cody says, "At WrestleMania, I will fight Roman Reigns. You had your voices heard. The only way I can repay you is by beating Roman at Mania. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't want to be emotional because I'll be a crybaby. So let's take a look." And then we see the clip of The Rock on Pat McAfee's show calling all Cody's fans crybabies. Cody says, "I know promos are different now. What are we supposed to do with the Nuggets?" The Rock is talking about shoving Nuggets up their ass and like
Yeah.
that. So Cody doesn't says, "Don't I don't think I'm not a fan of The Rock. I think we all are fans of The Rock, but he doesn't listen. I did not follow his ancestors, but he chose to slap me. He had malevolence. The Rock and Roman Reigns together is the perfect storm. Rock, I'm gonna hit you back." That's when the world champion Seth Rollins comes out. Cody says, "Thank you for coming to my aid at the press conference." That says, "You're welcome. As much as I was looking forward to defend my title against you, I understand your decision. Let me make this clear. You need to finish your story for everyone. If you do not finish the story, the landscape on the other side of WrestleMania is very dark. You got the most powerful champion in WWE in control. This is the last real chance to take that power and give it to the people. What's your plan? Last year, you got screwed. The bar has been raised. You're dealing with the biggest star, The Rock. You do not have to fight this battle alone. I am sick and tired of these pricks doing whatever they want and they get away with it. The man Roman Reigns is partly my fault. I could have never imagined the monster he has become, but now he has two heads. When it comes to fighting Roman Reigns, the only person who is uniquely able to shield you is someone who is a revolutionary. He is Seth Rollins. So basically, Seth says in this promo, Cody, this time you might be able to win because I will have your back. Do you think this is going to turn into a tag match? Because it sounds
Okay.
weird that they're making this.
I'm excited because I have so many ideas of what could happen. And I just don't know because when I think, well, just when I start to think one thing's going to happen, it gets ruined. So at first, I did think it was going to be a tag. But now, I think that The Rock is going to turn on Roman. But I just don't know if it's going to be at WrestleMania. I'm thinking maybe whatever is going to happen at WrestleMania is going to happen. And then maybe that tag team match will happen at Backlash and it'll happen there. But I don't know because it makes more sense for him to turn on Roman at WrestleMania. So I don't know. I have so many different ideas of what could happen. I just
Yeah.
got to see, let it play out.
I'm just excited to see that if anything does happen, Seth will have his back. What if we get Seth and The Rock? Not that I really want to see that, but I mean
At WrestleMania?
that could happen. I
Well, The
mean, it all
Rock would
makes it
have to
seem
win the
perfect.
Elimination Chamber.
He can just randomly enter it. He's in charge. And that could even sort of infuse more of ish. And
Okay.
I
Well, the
doubt
men
that.
are picked for the Elimination
Yeah.
Chamber, right?
I'm fine
Yeah.
with that.
I think if anything, it'll be something at Backlash.
Well, let's move on. We have Liv Morgan defeating Zoe Stark, and she will also be in the Elimination Chamber after nailing the Oblivion. I'm happy to see Liv in there. I like
Yeah,
Liv.
definitely.
I'm a big Liv Morgan
And
fan.
she's just coming back. We all want to see her in the Elimination Chamber, so it's
He'll do
perfect.
okay in there. Damian Priest tells R-Truth backstage that he is not part of Judgment Day. Priest says tonight is an execution. Can you get that through your skull? So we then have JD McDonagh taking on R-Truth. R-Truth calls The Miz and tells him to fly to Raw to help him, but The Miz is not there. JD McDonagh gets the win after nailing a devil inside. After JD attacks R-Truth, R-Truth defends himself, but then Damian Priest punches Truth. DIY run out with chairs, and the Judgment Day leaves. So even though The Miz couldn't help R-Truth, he did have some help in DIY. What are your th thoughts on this R-Truth Judgment Day?
Okay, at first I was like, okay, why are they making this R-Truth thing? Like they're kind of dragging it out. But I'm wondering if R-Truth isn't going to have something to do with fucking, I mean, screwing up the Damien's cash-in.
Yeah, well, he still
And
hasn't
that would have,
cashed in.
he hasn't cashed in, but that's what I'm saying. R-Truth, like, you know, he seems to always be in the way. And this is kind of a long time for a joke to be running and them doing this. Maybe it's all part of a bigger plan and Arch, because I can't see Damian being world champion right now. I just can't. Not with The Rock and CM Punk and Cody and Seth. And I can't see it. So I could see R-Truth getting in the way and messing it up and them having like a major rivalry.
I think we're going to get at some point, it's going to be The Miz and R-Truth for the tag titles. I
Yeah.
think they're going to get the tag titles. I think they're going to screw Judgment Day. But my question, well, my comment is I don't really want to see that. I don't care so much about, I hate to say it, like, I like R-Truth. He definitely is funny, but he's not my favorite right now. And so to give him a WrestleMania moment, it's like, why? Who cares? But I just think that's going to happen. I'm not sure. They obviously haven't made that match yet, but I have a feeling we'll get that at rest. But let's move on as I plug in myself. Becky Lynch comes out next. Becky says, we are on the road to WrestleMania. It's been unpredictable. I love this business so much. I was 15 when I first stepped foot in the ring. I failed gym, but main evented WrestleMania. That obsession has been good and bad. I missed my own father's funeral. I had to have some conversations with my daughter, like why her daddy wants to fight Maui, which I found funny because, Moana.
Yeah, that was cute.
She says that Rue will see brutality her mom can have. I will get my title back. I will go face to face with a dominant champion. You fans dig mommy, and you don't think anyone can beat her, but I ain't just anyone. I want to toast for a wild ride we are about to go on. I toast to the last couple weeks of Rhea as champion. That's when Nia Jax comes out. Nia says, I have something to say to you. I have so much respect for you. God willing, I can be a mom and lead by example just like you. You're going to win at the chamber with your drive for your little girl. You will get to WrestleMania and I will beat Rhea. That's when Rhea Ripley runs out and attacks Nia Jax. Nia splashes Rhea into Becky in the corner, but Becky hits a missile dropkick and then Rhea lands a big boot to Nia Jax and Becky and Rhea team up, take out Nia Jax. Do you think Nia could beat Rhea at Elimination Chamber?
No, definitely not. I think Rhea's going to WrestleMania and she's fighting Becky, and Becky is winning that belt.
Right, that's a good prediction early on. I mean, I think Nia is going to give it to her, but
But I could see, I don't know why they do this, but for some reason, I feel like we're going to see that tag team match and Becky and Rhea will have to, be together.
we'll definitely see. Next, we have in the other Elimination Chamber qualifying match, LA Knight defeats Ivar after a BFT. Knew LA Knight was going to get the win over Ivar.
Anyway,
I don't really, I'm not a big LA Knight fan. I think he's good, but I
he's
just,
dropped the ball lately.
he's just kind of, I don't know. I just think he's a little bit overrated in my opinion. We have our main event. Sami Zayn taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. But before the main event can happen, Drew McIntyre confronts Sami Zayn backstage and tells him to keep his name out of his mouth. Sami says, you're in my way. And then Drew lets Sami pass. Well, the end comes. Drew McIntyre runs out during the match. Shinsuke kicks Sami's knee and then nails the Kinshasa to get the victory over Sami Zayn. After Nakamura and McIntyre stomp Sami until Cody Rhodes runs out and makes the save, Cody nails a Cody Cutter to Drew and then a Crossroads to Nakamura. So Cody Rhodes is going to take on Drew McIntyre on Raw, and he makes a save to Sami Zayn. But I have a feeling that Sami's going to turn heel. All these like weird private alone interviews, and he keeps talking about how he, has this drive and all this stuff. But I don't know. It's just weird. Cody being the protector of everybody seems to be a thread
Yeah.
of Raw lately.
And Sammy was like, he hasn't been heel since he left the Bloodline. And he, since he's left KO, he really hasn't had many storylines. So maybe, he needs a little something to stir it up.
I agree. I do think he needs some kind of something. He's been kind of boring on Raw.
And I do think Sami Zayn will have a WrestleMania fight. So I think that they need to start leading up to something with him.
I agree. They need to start getting the ball rolling. We only have four matches for Elimination Chamber, so I don't know. It's kind of weird. I wish they did more with the pay-per-views instead of cutting them back a little bit more. I know they give more time for the matches, but I feel like we could have more than
We'll have,
four
they're gonna
matches.
have, we're gonna have more than four matches. There's gotta be. I
We'll
mean,
see.
even if the elimination chambers are each an hour, that's,
Well, this isn't a very good episode of Raw. I mean, it was just sort of was basic, just sort of promos continuing the road to WrestleMania Elimination Chamber. But with that, we'll be coming to you with NXT, AEW Dynamite. We'll be covering SmackDown and, of course, this next episode of Raw, which Gunther will defend the title against Jey Uso. A lot coming your way. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.